33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Almost exactly 50 years since the first lunar landing, NASA is getting pretty detailed about its plans to return to the moon. NASA's administrator says, and I'll quote here, "This time when we go to the moon, we're actually going to stay," close quote. Wow, so what does that mean exactly, and how are we going to accomplish this now that NASA has taken on a different shape and form than it had in decades past? Eric Berger has been watching all of this unfold as senior space editor for Ars Technica. He's based in Houston. Eric, great to have you back on the show.
Hey, thank you, David.
Just yesterday, NASA announced that the company that's going to help get astronauts back to the moon is not SpaceX, not Blue Origin. What is Maxar Technologies?
Maxar Technologies is a Canadian firm that has a fairly long history of developing space technology. And about 5 years ago, they acquired a company called Space Systems Loral, which is one of the leading satellite manufacturers in the United States. And so through this Space Systems Loral, they bid on building this basically a component of the Lunar Gateway. And it's basically a satellite because it'll have propulsion to move around in and large solar panels to provide power. And when they get around to putting a habitation module where people could live for short periods of time in orbit near the moon, this will provide electricity and help that facility move around.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wow. Lunar Gateway. What is that all about? What are you describing?
Right. So NASA has decided that the best way for it to go back into deep space is not to go directly to the lunar surface, but to put something like a space station. We've already got the International Space Station in orbit around the Earth. This would be a much smaller facility, but in orbit around the moon.
Wow. So what does NASA mean by the statement that we're going to not just go to the moon, but stay there? What are they describing?
So the new NASA administrator, Jim Bridenstine, faces a lot of different challenges in his position, and this venture may or may not succeed. But one of the lessons that we've learned after Apollo is that, you know, we made 6 historic missions to the lunar surface, and then 50 years later, we haven't been back. And so the idea is to try to find a plan that is both affordable and allows us to kind of build out a step-by-step presence into deep space and into the lunar surface. So we don't want to go there and have some flags and footprints missions and then, you know, not go back again for 50 years. That's the basic idea.
I've heard this idea described as like we have a station there in Antarctica, for example, where you do a whole lot of research and it becomes a kind of launching pad for other scientific experiments and exploration and that sort of thing. Is that what they're talking about putting on the moon and having a kind of permanent base station that you could do, say, launches from, or you could do further space exploration, or have, say, an observatory out there, that kind of thing?
That would definitely be the long-term goal, is to have some kind of a lunar outpost where you could do scientific research. You could try to access water ice. You could put a telescope on the far side of the moon. That is the goal eventually. We're pretty far from that right now.
Pretty far. Give me a timeline. I mean, you know about this stuff. Are we talking about 10 years, 20 years, 50 years? What?
Oh, I'd probably say we're at least 30 to 50 years away from that. It just really depends upon kind of the choices that the government makes over the next 5 or 10 years. There's a lot in play in terms of what kinds of rockets they use, how involved commercial companies are, that kind of thing.
Well, I'm a little surprised that you're taking that longer view, because I would have thought that if we had decided, you know, someone pulled John Kennedy and said, we're going to have a outpost on the moon in 20 years or 15 years, that we could we not do something like that, especially given the advances in technology?
We absolutely could. The vice president did just that in his speech about 2 months ago now. He made a very nice space policy speech where he laid out a plan and said by 2028, effectively, he wanted to have the beginnings of this outpost, this base on the moon. And so that was, you know, less than 10 years from now. And that could be done. And NASA has a current plan, this gateway we talked about. It has a large rocket called the Space Launch System, and it's working on an Orion spacecraft. And it came back with a cost estimate for that, and it said it needed about $6 to $8 billion more per year over its existing budget to make that happen. And unfortunately, Congress is not real excited about providing that extra money. And it's not just on Congress. the White House provided a source for those funds, at least for this year, and it said it should come from the Pell Grant education funds, and that just doesn't seem like a very good place to start funding NASA's budget from college education.
So we're talking about political will.
We're talking about political will. That's a huge issue. The administrator is exactly right when he says the biggest challenge in getting back to the moon is not the technical risk, it's the political risk.
Eric Berger, certified meteorologist and senior space editor at Ars Technica, speaking with us from Houston, of course. Eric, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
My pleasure.